1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. There's a little better. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Doesn't really get the right volume. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Maybe it's picking up, but I can't tell. Headphones, huh?
Three recognition sites.
Uh-huh. Polio sites.
Those are places where the virus locks on to something else. Sort of like in Darth Vader, how the things locked on, you know? I don't know if you remember.
What are you talking about?
Well, they had these things where they locked on with their probes or something.
But how do you get virus?
There's an atom. No, wait. The laser cooling brings. How do you get a virus? From other people. You get it from other people.
How do you get AIDS?
Viruses have to live.
How do you get AIDS?
They live on people.
AIDS? You have to have sex with somebody to get AIDS.
It
depends on the virus part.
Some pictures.
That's not the only way. Usually these things you can get through your blood.
Wait. Nuclear energy.
Versus
foraging oils, ups and downs.
Barn oils. Ups and downs. Uh-huh. Barn oils. Here's a picture. Oh, here's a nice picture of a red wolf.
Meat.
That's you, isn't you? Isn't
that you? I always go meat and turn the page.
Here's a picture of a commodious pelvic cavity of a female brontosaur.
Cavity?
Mm-hmm. Suggests that she may have given birth to fetuses rather than eggs.
A cavity as a whole.
Birth to what?
May have given her babies live. What's this?
Babies live.
What's this guy? Why is this guy so crazy? Because he looks mad. Mm-hmm.
What is it? The week David ate.
It's a Newsweek about movies. It's by Kurosawa, inspired by King Lear. And here's the date lines.
Okay.
King Lear lines, okay. Oh, this is interesting. It shows how farms look. Did you know this is
plane.
How
farms?
No.
Plane.
Up in a plane.
Up on
a plane. This is how house farms look. Look at that. Isn't that incredible?
No, well, plane. That's a plane.
You're right, Mark. From an airplane.
Mm-hmm. Here's the old steam tractor, and here's the modern combine.
Ew.
And this is the damage
what
to the land.
What's the combine new? What is it?
Combine? It harvests.
Mm-hmm.
It harvests the, fix the wheat.
These are different types of rotation.
Oh.
Crop rotation.
Corn oats. Corn.
I'm sorry.
We better go, Mark.
All right. Alfalfa.
A little earlier I said, this is a virus, Mark. And Mark, he asked me, what is a virus, Mark?
Mark, he said, if you don't know something, you say, you're not supposed to say Diop, Diop. And we asked him, why do you say Diop? And he said, I heard of it by Ross. He said, well, did you hear that name from somebody? He said, I heard of it by Ross. What does that mean, Mark? I heard of it by Ross.
boss told me.
Mm-hmm. And what's the right way to say that? Don't tell. What's the right way to say that?
I heard it from Ross.
And when you said I heard of it by Ross, was that just a mistake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it comes from things like, I was told it by Ross. That's what he was trying to say.
Turn into what?
You turn into ugly little spaghetti noodle, all garbled up.
Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Never
heard of it. It tastes sort of like.
Do you want to eat some of the sausage?
Nah.
You want to eat the sausage?
It tastes sort of like that.
Because mommy. Okay, now you're gonna have to, because you didn't eat your spaghetti, now you're gonna have to eat both of them. You better get going or else you'll have to eat that. If you don't eat your spaghetti, you're gonna have to eat your sausage. If you eat your sausage, we'll let you out. If you eat your spaghetti, we'll let you out of the sausage.
What about if I eat my sausage, it'll let me out of the spaghetti?
Yeah, one or the other.
There was this
chameleon. Good boy.
That
good boy, Mom. He's a good boy. Good. You're out of the spaghetti.
Very
was smart. Mom, how'd you like that sauce? Not too bad, huh?
And, okay, and the mosquito was buzz, buzz,
buzz
in his
ears.
I knew it was
something.
So he put sticks in his ears, okay? Sticks.
You made
me. So he sees this because of
did
the pipe on
it. Do you want another one?
So he sees his brother, the pipe on. Brushing her teeth,
yeah.
Brushing her ears, and flipping up her tails.
Yeah.
And she saw us, and the snake went right past the VCR and color TV, right past the microwave,
mm-hmm.
And she saw him, and she grabbed her bunnies and ran right through the wind, except for the little one, and was going whap, whap, whap in the wind. And
yeah.
Mr. Crow saw Mrs. Rabbit running, so it was his job to alert people of the danger. So he goes, danger bird, danger bird, danger bird. And then the monkey had to say the second alarm. So he goes, oh, the crow. He was sleeping, and the crow was going, danger bird, danger bird. So he goes. So he thought, gee, I must have this bird a second one. So he goes,
danger forest.
Ha, danger forest. I mean, the monkey went, danger in the forest. Danger in the forest. Danger in the forest. And then he was so excited, he jumped on the tree, and the stick fell right off the tree and whacked Mrs. Owl's baby on the head. And one eye went this way, and the other eye went that way,
right.
And stars went in a circle over his head.
Mm-hmm.
And the owl, Mrs. Owl, came back and was so mad that she turned to the king. And the king said, what do you want? And she goes, the monkey smashed my little monkey baby on the head. And he goes, get the monkey! Bring the monkey to me! Okay, and then since monkeys live up in the tree, he sent some apes up to get them. And the apes went up and grabbed them by the shoulder, and they went whoop, 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 up the tree, whoop, 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 up the tree, and down the tree, whoop, whoop, down the tree, down the tree. And they took him to the, king. Yeah, took him to the king, and dropped him in the dust. And the king goes, "Monkey, explain yourself."
Right.
And the monkey went, "Wait, no, no, she, yeah. Wait, no, she won." And then the crow accused the monkey.
Now first the monkey, then accused the crow. Oh, the monkey accused the monkey?
Have you heard
no,
this?
No, I'm just saying make logical sense.
What?
Go
what
one
about
night.
The owl, guys?
The owl accused the monkey. Now the monkey's going to accuse the crow.
Accused
the monkey.
The crow.
The monkey dropped the stick.
Well, okay, and then the crow?
And then the crow, explain yourself. The crow goes, wah, 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 wah. And he goes, "No, no, no, you don't know what I mean. I mean, explain yourself." And he goes, "No," and he said, "Mrs. Owl says you clumped her baby on the head with a stick." And he goes, "No, that's not at all how it happened." And he goes, "If you want to catch the real culprit, you should get the monkey." And then he goes, "Okay." And then he sends some apes to get the monkey, right? And mm-hmm. they bring him back, and he goes, "Monkey, explain yourself." And the monkey goes, and he goes, "No, you don't know what I mean." And he said the whole thing, and then he goes, "No, that's not how it happened at all." And he goes, "If you want the real culprit, you should get the rabbit, Mrs. Rabbit." And he goes, "Okay." And he, since rabbits are so fast, he sent some cheetahs to get her. And they went and got her at top cheetah speed. You should have seen it. He went.
Right.
We grabbed Mrs. Rabbit. And she came back. He said, "Rabbit, explain yourself."
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "She did the impossible. She stood up on her hind legs and put her hands on her hips and said, I hope you know I used to babysit you, Andy, and I know your mother." He goes, "I think you better not speak." And she did the possible thing again. She goes, "You better not talk to me in that tone of voice, or else I'll call your mother." And he goes, "Okay." And he goes, "Besides, if you want the real culprit, I think you should arrest the python." And he goes, "Okay." And so, well, the pythons are so long that so he sent giraffes out to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And the giraffes went wibble wobble, wibble wobble, wibble wobble, all the way to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And when they finally got him, they brought him back to the lion. The lion, since the python was much longer than the snake was tall, and then the lion was tall, the lion had to stand up on his chair. On his throne. And he said, "Python, explain yourself." And the python went, "No, no, no, you don't know what I mean." And he explained the thing. And he goes, "Now explain yourself." He goes, "No, that's not how it happened at all. You see, the chameleon scared me because he had sticks in his ears, and I knew he could be crazy sometimes, you know. And then I closed up into a place of hot, and I jumped into Mrs. Rabbit's hole. That would never hurt Mrs. Rabbit. She used to babysit me, you know, and she was my mother."
Mm-hmm.
"So that's not how it happened. If you want the real culprit, you should get the chameleon."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Okay." And then since chameleons are so slow, he sent out two turtles. And the turtles went out at top turtle speed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you should have seen it. They're going so fast.
Mm-hmm.
In 6 hours, they caught up with the chameleon.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them 6 hours to get back. And which is a total of 12 hours.
Uh-huh.
And they dropped him in the dust.
Oh, yeah.
And the lion said, "Chameleon, explain yourself."
That was it?
No.
Yeah.
And then the lion popped the sticks out of his ears and he said, "Now, chameleon, explain yourself." And he goes, "Explain what?" And he goes, "Why did you scare Mr. Python that ran into Mrs. Rabbit's hole, which took her little baby's foot, except for little Roger, foot popping in the air with her, and scared the crow, and the crow said, 'Dangerous, dangerous, I'm not dangerous.' And Monkey goes, 'Oh, that's dangerous, that's dangerous.' Which stuck on a stick, and the stick flew and hit and smashed Mrs. Owl's baby on the head."
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Well, it was the mosquito. I had to put sticks in my ears because he was buzzing too loudly. And all because of mosquito."
Well, why didn't they get the mosquito to explain himself?
They did.
And that's next?
But then they caught him, but...
Well, that's a very interesting story. What is the moral?
All because
what
of the mosquito.
What is the moral of that story?
Nothing.
All because of the mosquito.
Don't let anything bug you. The moral is don't let anything bug you.
Because this guy came to our school and he goes, is the microphone working? And I go, no. And he goes, good, that'll let me stretch my story a bit longer.
And he did that? He told you that whole story? Okay, only one thing you got wrong in that story, Russ. Mm. I think it should have been the monkey and the crow. It should have been switched. Because when you came back at the end, you wanted to have the monkey blame the crow blame the monkey, right?
Because he did.
Well, then the monkey should get the crow then. It's got to go backwards, see? You don't think so?
And there was this one scary one.
Scary story?
Tell me.
You want to hear the scary story, Mom?
Uh-huh.
Mommy has to go.
Yeah, I may take off in a minute.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to tell it. And it gives me shivers.
Ooh, tell it.
Okay. Ooh, tell it.
I just want to make sure that we're doing okay here. Hold on a second.
I want to tell.
Hold on, don't tell it yet.
I'm not going to.
I want to hear just a second.
Daddy wants to make sure that this is working, because... Who was this fellow who told the story?
Rossi? It's Blackman.
Explain yourself.
Every time Ross said explain yourself, he pointed at the culprit. Every time the lion.
What is the culprit?
The one who did the dastardly deed.
Now, what is this story going to be about? What is this story going to be about, Russ?
You may want it before dinner. I mean, before breakfast. Before, no, for bedtime. You might want
it. Oh, my God. So that's bedtime snack.
Okay, there was this man, and kick the bones lying around. And yell, get up, you lazy old bones. I know you can't walk. I bet you can't walk. I know you can't walk. And this one time he did that, and the skull rolled over into the middle of the street and grinned at him. Like all skulls do every day. And he goes, and so he walks on and goes, tongue and teeth did this to me. Tongue and teeth will do the same to you. And he goes, huh? And he turned around, and the skull was floating in the air with bright red light coming out of his eyes and his mouth. And he goes, tongue and teeth will do the same to me. And he goes, what are you saying? He's sitting there, and he's going, and he leaves it alone, and he runs up to the mayor and the sheriff, and he goes, Sheriff, the skull just talked to me. And he goes, huh? And he goes, no wonder. He smelled his breath, and he said, you just came back from the bar.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I'm serious. And he goes, go home. And he goes, I swear, if that skull doesn't talk, you can cut my head off. And he won't talk. And the guy goes, the mayor goes, okay, and he liked this idea because he was thinking of cutting his head off anyway.
Right.
Because he didn't like him very much. Mm-hmm. So he went, took him to this, because this was a long time ago.
He took him to the mayor,
and he goes, mayor, and he goes, okay. And he goes, you can cut my head off if it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay. So he goes to the street, and he goes, come on, talk. And he kicked it. And he goes, and just lays there. And it's all supposed to be, and he kicked it. And he goes, come on, talk, and just talk to me. And then it goes. And then he didn't notice when the mayor picked up his axe. He really didn't notice when he swung his axe. And he definitely didn't notice when he cut his head off.
Yeah. And that's it?
And his head lied there in the middle of the street beside the skull. And the skull said, tongue and teeth did this to me. Tongue and teeth just did the same to you.
It's true, because he talked.
Uh-huh. Where's tongue and teeth? He was too quick with mouth by mouth.
That's right.
He made a bet that he knew he couldn't keep, so he got his head cut off. That he knew he couldn't what?
And that means watch your mouth, watch your tongue. Don't say things too fast, boys.
Yeah.
It's true.
Don't let your mouth get this in trouble.
That's right. Is that what they said in lecture at the auditorium? Was this a guy in your auditorium? Did you have a big, like, a
He wasn't, he doesn't work there, but they invited him. But he has a lot of programs.
That sounds good.
And there was this other one where this little lay John did all these nasty tricks.
Mm-hmm.
And it brought bad luck to the family once he had the Sunday moms and grams, and they brought very bad luck to the kid. And he laid there with his head at the foot of the bed and his feet at the head of the bed. And I forget the name, a bony guy with a big slimy head, bloody head, and gooey.
Oh, Ross,
fingers.
No, please, stop.
No, and the fingers turned, and he took off one of his finger bones and touched A. John with it and turned him on into a spot of mud on the table.
No, I can't take it anymore. I'm sorry, I can't.
On the kitchen table.
No, don't talk anymore. I don't want Mark to hear this anymore. It's too disgusting.
Sorry.
That's the end of the story. Okay?
Well, you asked me.
I'm going to turn this off. Mark, please, don't tell, because Mark is going to have horrible dreams tonight. I know him. He's such a little cute boy.
Hey, he likes it.
You like that
he
stuff?
He watched Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street.
You did. Where did you see this?
Ricky had seen. was, for real, I mean, it showed me that it was fake, this one part, and
yeah.
then the sky was running, he had his head chopped off.
Yeah.
It was like they just took a fake, it was like they just took a fake head and threw it.
Oh, it's totally fake, huh?
And
you can tell it was fake, huh?
Mark let mommy let Mark watch Friday the 13th? I don't believe it. Really?
No, she
our
didn't.
Mom let you do that? Our
no, then she announced it.
She let you watch that?
Maybe they did. Yeah, but they didn't show most of the yucky parts.
They didn't. Good. And I'm glad because I don't want you to watch those yucky parts.
When he was about to kill someone, they didn't even show.
Okay, which is worse? Let me ask you, which is the worst kind of movie? One that has naked ladies in it, one where they're going around chopping people up, or war movies?
What?
Or war movies.
Which is worse?
Which is the worst?
War movies.
War movies,
horror
naked ladies,
film.
Or horror movies?
Horror.
Horror movies,
horror.
Then? Yeah?
Then I remember Friday the 13th.
Yeah? Yeah, and you took them out to see it?
No, when I went to bed and they saw it on television.
You did? And they were scared out of their little minds, weren't they?
Hey, I didn't you see
look.
It.
I heard
it. He was up all by himself.
Mark was up all by himself?
Hey, Daddy, you and Mom would let us watch this thing with Dracula in it.
And we were about in preschool, Dad.
Well, I never let my let me watch stuff with naked ladies, did I? I did?
Yeah.
The naked lady?
In the shower.
Okay, well that's different. That's your mom. Right? That's just your mom. That doesn't count. I mean, really naked lady. Like Miss Arizona. Like Miss Arizona all naked.
But Brian?
Yeah?
He saw it again at Ricky's house.
He did? No, he saw Friday the 13th at Ricky's. Yeah, well. Thank you.
Well, I guess the truth is out, Ross. The truth is out. You know what that means?
Why?
You know what it means to say the truth is out?
What?
It means the secret is out. Everybody
I
knows
never knew.
The secret. Everybody now knows the secret.
I didn't know
the
truth
is out. And don't gurgle. All right, come on, gurgle. Don't gurgle. I want to see gurgle results.
Can you go shopping?
Well, after, I want to take a shower first. You guys don't have to take a shower.
And you cycle.
We'll talk about...
I don't want you to be their boyfriend, and you know why.
Why?
Because you hear good presents.
What do you mean?
Yeah, they
I
know all...
They
I bet you they heard all about that stuff.
What?
About the bear.
What about it?
I bet you they heard that if you get to be Spike's girlfriend, you get a bear.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, you do. Most of your girlfriends have gotten presents. Yeah, your little French girls got presents.
Oh, shit.
Well, I don't know about the French girls.
You've given your little French girlfriend a present.
I don't know about the French girls.
That used to be Ross's girlfriend. Give me a break. That's Ross used to have, come on, Maria Lynn and Laura Zabel. I know that they were girls. What?
What about the little
French
girl?
Oh, Ayana.
Ayana.
Oh, yeah. She got some presents, too.
This is
pretty
awful.
He's pretty good with his little girlfriend.
This is too awful, guys.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Mom, we might might conceal baby shop when we come back by shop. Okay, have a good time. Are you taking Honda?
Pardon me?
You can take the Honda if you want.
That would be nice, wouldn't
you mind? I don't mind. Just hey, listen, don't stay out late, okay?
Well, maybe I'll take somebody home just about here.
Yeah. I think that's reasonable.
Hey, check if I've got my ticket.
Two, three. February 27th.
Which is the part that hurts?
The still hurt?
When I eat it hurts.
I can see it's sore.
Well, he's poking it.
What?
He's poking it.
Yeah, but it's sore. A little red then.
Well, I think one day after it usually is, isn't it?
No, only if
after
they poked a lot.
I wasn't poking it.
They did.
Did they? They slipped.
May I slip, Ross? Was it hard for them to fill?
Was it hard for them to get at? Did they work at your mouth this way and that way? Yeah, he or no?
Yeah.
No.
Did you jerk around while they were working?
Mm.
Who did it? The doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, sometimes I don't know why you're doing it.
Pass the milk, please.
Nope. You just had it. Mark, you want your milk?
Yeah.
There isn't very much.
Yeah.
There's orange.
Mom, you know on stuff like milk gummy bars and all that?
Uh-huh.
You know
milk
how,
what?
Like,
it does
milk
your body
does
good.
Body good and all that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how, like, you know how they make the pretend this is milk. You know how they make it?
Uh-huh.
They make it go up.
Yeah.
Into the cup.
Yeah.
Will they stand on their heads with the thing?
Uh huh.
The girls that are watching the guy really go like this.
Mhm.
Will mm-hmm. they stand on their heads?
Oh, I see.
They stand on the heads.
With their cameras.
Yeah.
Can I have one more?
Mm-hmm.
You want another one? French toast?
No. Well, the cameramen don't stand on their heads. They just turn their camera upside down.
Oh.
Rossi and Mark have to keep theirs. Nope.
How much?
The whole pair.
It's a bowl right next to you, Mark.
Why the whole pair? How about half a pair? Come on, cut the pear in half and you get less of it. I get more of it.
Let's eat so you eat a half and then we'll negotiate.
What?
Do it your first half first and we'll negotiate.
What, the big calf?
deal with Ross.
Well, it's not horrible, but it isn't great.
Isn't great?
It's not horrible, but it isn't great.
Doesn't have to be great. Food doesn't have to be great.
It's not yucky, it's horrible.
It's not. There's no way pears are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pears are lovely.
The last one.
It's too dark for me
to eat.
Huh.
Well, just try it.
Yes.
See, now we can eat it.
Mark did his whole pear. Mark's eating his whole pear.
Ross, you can also eat your whole pear. So, get off the floor, dear.
We're so proud of Mark, and we're not proud of you. Good, Mark. Good boy.
Mark is like, Ross is on the floor.
Ross, get up and do that right now.
Ross, get up.
You've been ordered.
Eat your pear.
First you were asked nicely, and you didn't do it.
Please, eat your pear, please.
And we ordered you nicely.
Eat your pear.
And you didn't do it. Now we're ordering you nastily.
Eat your pear. I'll do it louder if you...
No, but
that's
don't.
That's better.
Please don't.
That's better.
You're not going to drink the milk, Mom?
No, I am.
Good. You ever tried maple sugar glazed chicken?
No.
That would be good.
Barbecuing chicken.
No. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, but who barbecues?
Actually, barbecue can be baked.
Do you want any more pears?
Mom's doing fine. She's got plenty.
I'm fine, thank you.
Mom's going to
and I guess
oh,
Daddy doesn't.
Mom's
I'm fine. Would you like to take my plate out too, I think, darling? Thank you. You're so sweet.
There's one more piece of bread there, guys. Anyway. Should take his own out.
Ross ate his pears, Mommy. What a good boy. Mark can go watch TV.
Certainly
may.
Wow. I'm impressed, Mark. You certainly may. Thank you for clearing the table.
We're very impressed with you.
Now he's putting in the chairs.
Very impressive.
Now he's chasing the cat.
Just to give it a hug. It really was.
Really? Matter, Ross? What is that mournful look? Is your tooth still hurt?
Do you love me? Do you love me as much as Mark?
All right. Why don't you take your dishes out and then we'll tell you how much we love you.
No, that's my tooth.
Well, take your dishes out anyhow and maybe we can figure a way to take care of that too. I think time. Well, it doesn't usually hurt you that much, does it? That you whimper and whine, carry on? He may be there today. Or I could call him.
I'm gonna watch TV.
Marky was, we're trying to eat some subs. Making some subs for Mark, and Mark wanted to get something that was flat and round like this,
and small,
and no, and this size and thin, right? And small. He meant thin, and we couldn't figure what he meant. I was thinking he meant a pancake, and then
Mary thought he meant the wheel of Swiss cheese, of Laughing Cow cheese. Turned out what he meant was bologna.
Hey, I thought of it.
Ross thought of it. Ross thought of it. We couldn't figure it out. Ross always has to translate for Mark. And then Ross said, go ahead, Ross. Well, I said, go ahead and just have this ham. It tastes just like bologna.
No, Mark, you said go ahead.
Mark, go ahead, yeah. Give it a slice of deli ham. It tastes just as like bologna. And Ross said, yeah, go ahead. It tastes just like bologna. And Mark said, I might doubt it. It is my mind, my taste.
My tongue.
No, you said my tongue, my mind, my taste. I might doubt it, he said. And then he said, it doesn't taste anywhere near, which means it doesn't taste anywhere, anything like bologna. Doesn't taste anywhere near. I guess sort of a Pittsburghism.
A little.
Tastes a little bit like bologna? Good.
Don't taste
Not nothing like bologna, man. How do people talk in Pittsburgh? How do people talk in Pittsburgh, really? Do they talk like we do at home?
Yes. So
Some. You have some friends that talk like us?
Like we do?
Like rappers? Who talks like a rapper? Who talks like a rapper that you know?
They talk like this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's who they talk.
Everybody talks in weird voices.
Real deep voice, man. It's all getting out here. It's true, you know?
What?
A lot of expressive stuff.
And they talk like me, oh, yeah.
Could you talk pitch? If I asked you to talk like Pittsburgh or talks, how would you feel?
You would, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's really making you laugh?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Would you like some potatoes? Not
actually,
not urgent?
No.
I'm just sort of doing it by duty mostly.
Well, they're perfectly decent in the morning. If you don't want them, they're all right.
Well, just only leftovers, that's all. Okay, maybe I won't. I do want to eat something. Maybe I'll eat this stuff instead. Joey's visiting, and talking about swearing and Holy Communion.
What's that?
My dad makes up these weird words, like these synthetic Weird Al.
Weird Al?
Yeah, use Yankovic.
Synthetic Weird Al Yankovic. Is your dad like Weird Al?
I didn't think he heard of him.
He never heard of him.
Said he has, but he never listens to him.
He never listens to MTV.
We don't have it.
You don't?
We got cable taken out because my dad paid the bill. My dad paid the bill. He said we don't want it anymore. That's for him, not for us.
So did you want the bill? Did you want cable or no?
Right.
We're getting
more toys.
We're getting.